It is the Mr. Southern Soul Radio Show with your boy, DJ Smooth D. Come on, D, take it away. Hello, family. This is your boy, DJ Smooth D. Thank you so much for listening. Well, family, it is time again for the Mr. Southern Soul Radio Show. I am your host, DJ Smooth D, and of course, we are doing all things Southern Soul. So, thank you so much. I appreciate it dearly, dearly, dearly for all you do for Southern Soul and Blues. So, well, family, all right. So, we are now Southern Soul bound. I thank you for the first few episodes that we were talking about that pot of gumbo that we call Southern Soul. And of course, you heard a little bit of gospel. You heard a little bit of soul music. We heard a lot of the blues. And of course, we heard a lot of different other types of music. I just want to talk a few minutes about some different topics that, that are currently right now floating around Southern Soul and Blues that just bring about some more change and some more questions about the community itself. And shout out to Big Daddy. I call him Daddy Be Nice for his commentary. And of course, we're going to piggyback off of that. And we're going to discuss one of the hottest topics in Southern Soul right now. As you are aware, we have I don't know what you would call it. I think it's more of a call of a strong debate about the next step and the next evolution in the music. But the music has always been there. It is now a question of whether DJs in Southern Soul are going to play the country and Western music. Now, mind you, when it comes to Southern Soul, we kind of run right together in the same lane. Because as I said back a few episodes ago, that if you talk about country music, you talk about the blues, because the blues came first, then country music came along right after. And I'm talking about it was a few years after, because we always look to bluegrass and we always look to jazz music and we look to a lot of different musics there again, throwing that little bit of seasoning in this music that we call Southern Soul and making it a gumbo. It's literally just seasoning the music itself. But there has been a strong debate amongst Southern Soul DJs whether or not to play country music. Not only as a fan, but also as a avid listener of different types of music, I think country music's okay. I do get requests periodically as I run my own radio station, WUNK Southern Soul Radio. We do get requests for country music. It's nothing to it. But you have to look at it like this. Country music and what we call trail ride music are pretty much in the same car. Or we can say the same church, different pew. Because it all deals with the country. Riding horses, riding ATVs, fishing, hunting. It all deals with that music. And if you go back through country music, we'll start on the country music side. You had artists like, the obvious artist is Charlie Pride. You had many different artists at that time that were singing country music. Otis Redding, Wilson Pickett, Ray Charles. Ray Charles did an entire album. It was called Country Standards by Ray Charles. It was country and western, something like that. But anyway, it was an album that he struck out on right after he became, to me, a multi talented artist. You know, if you go back and look at the movie itself, Ray, he does a concert, and during the concert they were not accustomed to him singing country music, but he said in the movie, he said, "Oh, I love country music because of the stories." Now you have to remember, if you go back in Southern Soul music, if you go back in the blues, we tell stories every time. Look at the stories that are being told. Hole in the Wall. Mel Waiters describes a hole in the wall. Look at some of the artists now. We describe it as in the juke joint. We describe it as the trail ride. You know, we describe it as the blues show. Mel Waiters sung about the ice chest. My ice chest and my lawn chair. You're telling a story. If you closed your eyes and listened to the music, you could be sitting in whatever song you want to be sitting in. You hear people like Johnny Taylor, Disco Lady. He talks about the disco. So as a Southern Soul DJ, I believe that we need to give this music an opportunity on our stations, because we have Zydeco, we have trail ride music, we have all these different types of music already being played talking about country. So you have to think about it in terms of that. A lot of DJs don't play it because they don't feel comfortable playing it. But little do they know that a lot of your country artists first listen to R&B music. A lot of your country music now has hip-hop riffs in it and hip-hop beats in it, because country music, Southern soul, and hip-hop kind of go together. So to me, as a DJ, as a radio personality, as a radio owner, station owner, I believe that wholeheartedly that that particular music should be included in Southern Soul, because we're telling stories. We're telling things that are happening at times that people look up and say, well, I don't want to listen to that music. It does, to a degree, have a negative connotation. Yes, it does. But if you go back in time and you peek in that window where the blues is located, you'll see somebody playing country instruments, the banjo. The banjo is a black instrument. It is a blues instrument. The slide guitar, it is still an instrument that shares more than one genre. It shares country, it shares bluegrass, and it also shares the blues. So you can't tell me that we don't need to play this music. But as I said, to each his own. There is no question, there is no doubt in my mind that I believe, as I said, that we should be playing the music. We should give the music an opportunity. We should give it a chance, because we never know. But anyway, that's like the LeBron Jordan type discussion. Well, should it be included or should it not be included? I believe it should. I truly do. I believe that. Listen to, I'll give you a good artist to listen to as we talk. As you journey with me and we go down that road through these episodes, you'll hear a name. We call him the Kang of trail riding blues. His name is Jeter Jones. Jeter Jones can probably sing. He can sing. I know he can sing gospel. He's sung gospel for decades. Blues, Southern soul, trail riding blues, gospel, and country. I'm sure he can crank out a country song. There's no question about it. His band plays country, so they are from the country. So you can't sit there and tell me that if he cranks it out, that it's not going to be played. Cicely Wilburn. She is the lady that brought us the most tremendous hit called Southern Man. She's from Oklahoma. Yeah, I'm not stereotyping anyone, but when you've got country roots, you've got country roots. You're going to always want to sing your roots. My roots have always been gospel and soul. I love to sing those songs. You know, I love the songs from Willie Banks and the Messengers. I love songs from the Jackson Southern Airs. I love songs from the Canton Spirituals. But I also love songs from the Dells, and from the Intruders, and from the Stylistics, and Marvin Cease, and Mel Waiters, and Tyrone Davis, and many, many others. Young man by the name of Floyd Taylor, Johnny Taylor's boy. Love the way he sounded. But all I'm saying to people is that we should give this music an opportunity as a community. And you're part of the community now. If you're listening to this podcast, you're part of the community. You are part of the community. And you've been welcomed into the community of Southern Soul and Blues, or what we like to call Soul Blues. Same thing. Same journey. You've got your pot of gumbo on the stove now. I encourage you to season your gumbo. Go listen to all of, not just neo soul, not just this new soul. I'm talking about going way back. I like to start in the 1940s. There are some music from the 40s. I go from the 40s to the late 90s, almost the 2000s. I've got a 70-year music history that I love. People like, as we said, you talk about groups like the Five Stair Steps. And you talk about the groups like, I'll give you another one. Let me think. Rick James, the Mary Jane Girls, Tina Marie, Lakeside, Daz, a group called Brick, Midnight Star, Atlantic Star. The list goes on and on, but we always take our foundation back to that pot that's got the blues in it, which is the roots of this music. But as I said, we you know, as DJs, I know there are a lot of DJs out there that probably will say, you're out of your mind, you're nuts. No. I was honestly playing country music on the radio station. I don't get as much as I used to, but we were honestly playing country blues. I called it country blues or country music many, many years ago. Even when people didn't listen to it, I was playing it. But if you ever listen to the roots of Zydeco, Zydeco has country in it. It's splashed in there. You know, you hear that, the accordion, and you hear the washboard, and you hear all those drummed instruments, and you hear the guitars. Okay, there you go. So, anyway, I mean, that's just the discussion that we're still having to this day about that music and about where it's supposed to fit. Music doesn't fit. Everything else fits around music. You will go to find yourself singing blues and you'll hear country, and you'll hear it merged together. You'll hear it just go right together. So, something to think about. And like I said, Daddy Be Nice, he has the website. It's called Southern Soul, R and the N B. So R, the letter N, B.com. Great, just a great website. I'm always constantly on it looking at stuff. There's definitely stuff that we need to literally think about. But it's something. It's something we really need to think about. He gives lists of songs that are so true. Songs from like I said, country, the Country Boy remix, is Shaka Zoo, Vince Tucker, and Jeter Jones. You got Down in the Country. Down in the Country is from Stan Butler and Wes Love. Country Girl. And then we have classics from like, Good Example, Carl Marshall saying, I live it all. I'm sorry. 99 classic from 1999. Then we talked about, Denise LaSalle. And we talk about Denise LaSalle. I've stumbled across a little piece of unknown information, and this is something I didn't even know, doing my research and, you know, putting these podcasts together. Her name was Aura D. Allen, O-R-A, Aura. I'll get back with you about Denise LaSalle. I don't know where it came from, but I'm going to find out because I want to know. She did a song, Don't Mess With My Toot Toot. You probably have heard it. That was one of her signature songs. It was in the late part of her career, but that was one of her signature songs. You got to think about it. It hit the country charts with Don't Mess With My Tutu because of the sound of it. There again, it had that Zydeco sound to it. A another known native. We're talking about country and how the DJs in Southern Soul should be playing country. His name was Rocking Sydney. And his was called, his was called Don't Mess With My Toot. It was called My Toot Toot. And Denise LaSalle's was Don't Mess With My Toot Toot. Which the smash was covered by her and Gene Knight, which is, let me make sure if this is who I'm thinking it is. I am looking and talking at the same time, so bear with me. Rest in peace to Miss Gene Knight. She was the lady that she gave us Don't Mess With Mr. Big Stuff. She passed away last year at the age of 80. Beautiful woman, gorgeous. And she was from New Orleans, Louisiana. So we have to remember, there again, blues was not just in Mississippi. Soul music was not just in Mississippi. She did songs like Mr. Big Stuff, Do Me, and a song called My Toot Toot. So it was all that same song, Don't Mess With. So amazing artist there again, 80. Rest in peace to her, her family. Still, absolutely amazing young lady at the age of 80. You've had many different songs. Here's another one that I'm just kind of, just going through this article. Stan Mosley, he did a song called Blues Man. Tasha Mack, in my opinion, she is not scratched the surface of her talent. She's on a sabbatical right now. She's on a little hiatus. She did have some, I believe she had a health scare or something like that, but anyway, she had health problems. Wonderful country. She's kind of like, she's next to Jeter Jones. I don't know whether she's his protege, but she's very important to Southern Soul. I think she had some health problems, but anyway, prayers for her. Hopefully she will return soon. She had this feisty attitude. Her name is Tasha Mack. She's got music. All these songs, if you simply go to Spotify and type these artists in, you'll hear some great music. Southern soul, blues, soul music, gospel music. The artists that you hear. And like I said, we're going to work on, I really think I'm going to do this now. I'm going to work on the Mr. Southern Soul Radio Show playlist, which these playlists are going to be, they're going to be compiled in terms of genres. So we're going to do the blues women and the blues men. We're going to do soul. We're going to do R&B. I'm going to take you down that road of gospel music. We're going to even talk about black country. Well, I'm not going to say black country. We're going to talk about country music from the Southern Soul angle. Meaning what I want to do with that playlist is we're going to call it Blues Country, because we're going to have Southern Soul songs with a country undertone. The tone of it is going to be, the tone and the sound is going to be really super country. So those are some of the artists. Of course, another one of my favorite artists, Jesse James, he did I Lost My Baby on Facebook. Another artist had that country sound to himself. And he's an amazing artist. That track, I Lost My Baby on Facebook, was one of our favorite songs. I still play it to this day. He also had another song teaming up with the infamous, and I'm going to call her filthy because she's another nasty woman, but nasty in a good way. Miss Millie Jackson, I put a claim on that thing. Yes, I put a claim on that thing. Wonderful, amazing artists that were, these are some of the older artists, the legends of Southern Soul and Blues, Southern Soul and Soul Blues. Jesse James, Stan Mosley, Carl Marshall, Nellie Travis. Nellie Travis, there's still, she still has that country gritty sound, even though she's from Mississippi. Her sound is very, she's got a kind of a, which is good. She's done it too long. Nellie Travis, Nellie Tiger Travis. She did a, I guess a mini concert or one song concert on, let's see, late night, Jimmy Fallon and the Roots. Excuse me, she did her song, Slap Your Weave Off. She did Slap Your Weave Off. So, I mean, for a lot of folks, it's super funny that let me tell you something. She's not a big woman. She's small in stature, but she is a dynamite. She is, if you want firecrackers in a pocket or in a ball, you got her. You know this, how they say, the smallest things come, the biggest things come in the smallest packages. There you go. Nellie Travis. Nellie Tiger Travis. She did Slap Your Weave Off. She did Mr. Sexy Man. She did, oh my God, she has just got a catalog of great music. So go listen to her. Like I said, all these artists have a country undertone to them. It's country. And believe it or not, most Southern Soul DJs don't grab into that. They don't grasp that. I don't think they do. Because we'd have a larger catalog of music. Southern Soul, I'm gonna just get off on a tangent for about 3 seconds now. If you start to listen to the music, if you dive completely into the music and go down that rabbit hole, you know, some people do, some people don't. To me, as a DJ, radio owner, and a radio personality, a lot of times Southern Soul is a popularity contest. Tell you one reason why. Because the hottest songs get played in the front. Me personally, if you listen to our stations, you find some of the early music, some of the legends of music. We stretch the envelope because of the number one reason. Because we can do that. We are internet based. We are typically, we don't do a lot of air breaks and a lot of commercials. We do commercials, yes. I'm only speaking for my stations only. We do air breaks, yes, we do them. But also, we also play a lot of music. So if you are one of those folks that you're always working out, you're in the yard, you're riding, you're driving, you're a delivery guy, and you want to hear some good music, turn us on. Turn us on. You can find us on most of the streaming platforms. TuneIn, CX Radio, places like MyTuner Radio, Radio.net, and across the internet. You find us. There's only one of us. You may see some clones and some people that are often imitated. We are never duplicated. We have been tried, and we've been doing this for over 12 years. So shouts out to, I can't call a team. I can call two people, me and DJ Unique. Shouts out to us. But anyway, like I said, if you go and you listen to some of that music, some of this music, and you hear this country sound, you hear that sound, it needs to be played. So just take it like that. It is what it is. So there again, Daddy Be Nice, if you're listening, thank you so much. I appreciate it so much for allowing us to peruse your website and talk about some of the topics that need to be addressed across some of the, a bigger picture. But I definitely appreciate that. But anyway, now, here we go. Now, also, I want to talk about a couple of, and let me find it, new music. This is new music. We're doing an additional segment to the podcast and the radio show. And the reason being is because you got the foundation, guys. You are now, your gumbo is done. It is seasoned. It is ready for you to taste, listen to, and enjoy. Because I can only take you so far in that gumbo. Now, we can have a whole slew of topics to talk about, from soul music, R&B, Southern soul, and blues now, because you understand what the music looks like, how it sounds. If you haven't been over to listen on YouTube, just type it in, Southern Soul Blues or Southern Soul, and take a listen. You'll hear every sound that I talked about. You'll hear that gospel bass. You'll hear those soul riffs. You'll hear that good harmony. You'll hear all of those good things. And on the back end, you'll hear that bluesy. You'll hear that blues guitar, or you'll hear those blues drums. And I am really, really excited, because now we can talk about everything. The coming episodes after this particular point will be a lot of different topics. We're going to do top pop culture. We're going to do sports. We're going to do a lot of different things that are attached to soul music. Soul music attached to the blues. We're going to do a lot of that because we want that still, that blues feel, but we also want you to have an opportunity to listen and have something else to laugh and to talk about and to just really enjoy. First of all, we're enjoying the Southern soul, but we're also enjoying a dialogue as well. So anyway, so new music. Just released, and I want to believe these have been released in the last, let's just say in the last 30 to 60 days. That's something that a lot of Southern soul artists, unfortunately, they don't do enough of, and you have to realize this is grassroots music. So a lot of artists don't have a lot of money to put out these full $100,000 albums. A lot of the artists do anywhere between 10 and 15 singles before they release an album. Their album may be 2 years after the single, and it's just that. Some artists have the ability to do an 8 to 10 song album. Some of them do what we call an EP, which is an EP is a 4, 5 to 7 song EP. Albums are 8 to 12 songs, well, 8 to 16 songs. And mind you, studio time, marketing, you got to go out there and put the music online. It costs money. So as I speak about these, we're going to do new releases, as many as I can find that is released in the last 30 to 60 days. Then you might hear multiple artists, or you may hear one artist with multiple songs that have been released in a month. They do that. That's just something that they do. But I want you to be able to say, I got an artist I want to go listen to. You know. So, the legendary. Now, mind you, this was released as of April 19th. The legendary Sir Charles Jones has a new single called I Can't Choose. Go listen to it. He is one of... You talk about Southern soul artists that have been out for a long, long time. And it's not a bad thing. He has a catalog of music. his signature song is going to be Friday. That's probably one of the songs that has, in my opinion, if you had a top 100 Southern Soul songs, his is going to be up there somewhere. He was King George before King George came out. Super producer, songwriter. He's even doing films now. I think he did a film back at Christmas. It's on Tubi. Something to do with Christmas. I don't know the title of it, but new single. It's called I Can't Choose. Like I said, it was released on the 19th of April. Another song, the legendary, and you'll hear this regularly on this podcast. You don't even notice. My crush. She is beautiful. She's gorgeous. Her name is Lacey. Lacey is been singing for years as well. Her new single is called Where the Party's At. So definitely you guys go listen. Another single by two of the hottest artists in Southern Soul right now, Arthur Young and J1, saying coming in hot. Okay, we'll go through that later. As I said, you may hear the same name multiple times. Calvin Taylor. Correction. Carlin Taylor doing Thursday. Yes, the name of the song is Thursday. I don't know why, but you're going to get some weird songs with weird names, but it's worth it. The music is awesome. He is he's just a great artist. He's another one. He did a song it might have been 2 or 3 years back called Keep It 100. You probably heard it. There again, another song, Mr. J1. J1 is probably one of the most, you want to call it the hardest working man in Southern Soul, it's probably J1, probably. Another single with Lacey saying Follow Me. Let me see who else has got a new song out. LJ Eccles doing Let's Get Drunk. And the list goes on and on and on of new singles. Like I said, that's just a few. That'll give you something to go, you know, chew on. And with new songs come new singers, new charted music. So thanks again to Daddy Be Nice. And let me make sure I've got T in here. Okay. His top 10 singles for April. Great list of songs there again. West Love doing Keep It Pushing at number 3. Putting In Work, Mr. Jimmy at number 4. Number 5 is Mr. Laid Back, I Gotta Leave Home. Number 6 is LaMorris Williams saying Swing My Way. Big Nick J doing Do Me. Shay Nicole saying He Ain't Gonna Do Right. Yeah, He Ain't Gonna Do Right. This is a long list of folks. There again, Jackie Neal, with Pokey and Tyree and C-Lock, Adrian Bagger, Johnny James. Then we got Mikhail. They call him Mikhail the Cookie Monster. I don't know why. I'm going to find out. Angel Faye Russell doing Ride It. So there again, we are about to. May is almost over. April is almost over. We're headed to a space that's important in terms of Southern Soul. We're headed to the summer, and as I've told you many times, many times, that is our, to me, that is our what's the word I'm going to say? That is our time to shine. I'll say it like that. A lot of people await the summer season to do a lot of the outdoor concerts. we had a indoor presence before COVID more than ever. We used to have half a year of indoor shows and half a year of outdoor shows. We would go from probably, I dare to say, I'm gonna say late October, early November to probably the last week of March, first week of April of indoor shows. The list goes on and on and on. Garrett Coliseum in Montgomery, Alabama. The BJCC Coliseum in Birmingham. Places like the Mississippi Gulf Coast Coliseum in Biloxi. The Mississippi Coliseum in Jackson. If you go to Georgia, places like, what do they call it? Backstage. I believe that's Fair. That's not Fairbairn. That's Jonesboro, Georgia. And then we moved outside. If you go outside, let's think about outside for a moment. If you started in here in the capital city and here in the surrounding areas of Alabama, just Alabama alone, you had the National Peanut Festival Fairgrounds in Dothan. You had Karnes Park in Whitehall, Alabama. You had Huntsville Dragway, which was in Huntsville, Alabama. If you go to Tuscaloosa, I believe it's called Tuscaloosa Farms or somewhere like that. If you go down to Florida, you've got in Quincy, DJ Trucker has a big farm down there, which they still. You've got I forgot about this one. This was important. They call it the grounds now, but Greater Growth State Fairgrounds in Mobile. All of these places literally gave you a microcosm of different artists every single year. But after, I get it with COVID. I understand. I get it. I'm not going to spit on a COVID tangent. That's out of the question. We're not even supposed to be there anymore. But that's what we did. Like I said, I talk about the blues shows all the time because they're still an important part of the Southern Soul community, because it's a time for the artists to shine, to literally show out. They brought the pain every time they got out there. But anyway, like I said, it's just important, and you'll hear the passion in my voice, because I don't want to see the community fall down. I don't want to see it in a place where the music dies or disappears. I want it to continue for lifetimes. But there again, this debate, and you'll hear me talk about it all the time. There's another debate that's going on right now of the younger artists doing Southern Soul. Do it the justice that it deserves. That's all I ask. I'm also going to, in the coming weeks, I'm also going to do an entire episode, a 1-hour episode of covers. I'm going to put together probably maybe 25 songs that are covered from the artists. And I know I'm going to make some people upset, and I'm okay with it, because we got to realize R&B music, soul music, and blues music are pretty much a lot of covers. The king of covers, in my opinion, still to this day, will be Luther Vandross. I said it. It is what it is. If anybody wants to hop in an inbox and fuss with me, you can. But I have got evidence that I can show you that it's all covers. It's great music. Don't get it twisted. But it's a lot of covers. But anyway, as we continue to talk, we are now on the back end of this episode that I like to call Get Loose. Because we're going to fix it. I was about to say something that I normally don't say on the air. We're going to get loose for a moment. Now, As I said, Southern Soul DJs, if you're listening, please let's end the debate now. Play a little bit more country music. Experiment with it. See how it works out from your listener standpoint. I'm not saying go full-blown country, but try it out. You can play one song. It's not going to hurt. Now, we have Southern Soul. A lot of people have experimented with this music. Made it great. A lot of people haven't. A lot of people are afraid to. And then you have some people like me that in the beginning, when it started to be experimented with, I didn't think it was going to work, and it works great. Yeah, I'm a change believer. I'm changed. I believe that it works. But to me, let's not forget where it came from. Let's not forget the roots of the music. Please don't forget that. That's how music dies. If you forget the roots, it dies immediately. But I don't think it's fair or right for music to be watered down. I have heard a lot of artists. I've heard probably thousands of artists, hundreds of thousands of artists sometimes, I feel like it. But I've heard a lot of artists, and they water the music down. They water it down for various reasons. I'm not going to call no names or pull no chains because it's not fair to them. But they know exactly who they are. When you water down music, it's highly unlikely that it's going to work well. But if you get in there and grind it like a meat grinder, it's going to work. With that being said, this is a very, as I talked about earlier, this is a very grassroots music. It has its good points and it has its bad points. It's really good from the standpoint of you get a lot of it. It's like a plate of food. You get a lot of it. You get tons and tons of it. On the other hand, when you get quantity, you get very little quality. The quality, to me, it's not bad. How can I say this and it makes it easy? It can sometimes be questioned. There are a lot of different things that happen to this music that does not need to happen. It's like any other type of music. Number one, I'll give you we're going to get loose. I'll give you a few peeves of mine. You probably heard the peas back. You're going to hear them now, really. Okay. So, if you're going into the studio to create a new piece of music, create it from scratch. Create it by hand. Don't use another individual's music. Don't use their sounds. If you've got time to go in there and use the studio, make a new song. Make a new one. Make something different. I run into artists every day. They might give me a song. Song sounds just like something else. I'm a big advocate of copyright infringement because I don't know who's listening. I try my very level best to make sure that at the end of the day that we treat this music like a legal, like a living document. It lives. It has its own breathing. It has its own heartbeat. And if you bring me a piece of music and it sounds like something else, it's highly unlikely that I'm going to play it. It's highly unlikely. Simply because I know the artist. I have the, we call it in the music circles, the normal ear. I have an abnormal ear. Everyone has a normal ear. I have an abnormal ear. I can hear sounds inside of music that it might pass people by sometimes. Drum patterns, keys, chords that no one else probably will hear. Some people will hear it. And I have turned down a lot of music. Southern Soul is known for it. It is known for copyright infringement, blatant copyright infringement, blatant usage of not just melodies and chords, but entire songs, and no permission being given. Mind you, when you create a song out of someone else's song and you don't get permission for it to create the song, good example. Did they say one of the, now I remember. If you have never listened to A Tribe Called Quest, they're a perfect example. They did, I believe it was on the Low End Theory or Midnight Marauders. They did a song, one of their rap songs had a sample from Lou Reed. Lou Reed is probably one of the greatest rock artists ever. But anyway, they asked for permission for the song. They got the permission. But at the end of the day, the royalties, 100% of the royalties of that song goes to Lou Reed. Now, mind you, don't get me wrong. I would prefer to have permission and no royalties than to go back a little bit later and end up with a copyright lawsuit. That's something they do in Southern Soul. You might even see that and hear that when you are listening to your own, enjoying your own music. You can't pay it no mind. Okay, here we go. Peeve number two. Pet peeve number two of DJ Smooth D and the Mr. Southern Soul Radio Show is in the stages of recording music, you have what is called mixing and mastering. This is a peeve of a lot of DJs. And mind you, it is a peeve. It pisses people off sometimes. If you ever listen to a song and you can hear an imbalance of the music, the imbalance comes from the mixing and the mastering of the song. You have people that do that. They sit at recording boards and balance the music and balance the sound. I cannot stand, and people say, oh, that's just being funny. No, it's not. I can't stand the song where you either hear too much music or too much vocals. Or vice versa, because you can blow equipment. And you have to have different people to do what you're doing. You have a recording engineer, you have a mixing engineer, and you have a mastering engineer. They're all different. They're all three different people. Southern Soul, some of the artists only use one. Now, mind you, there again, as I said, a lot of the artists don't have that big budget to go out and do all of this stuff to their music. That's okay. But if you've got a decent budget, you ought to do it. It makes life easier at the end of the day. Also, when you're doing that, if you guys ever notice, you have artwork. You have a title. You have the artist. Some of them even have the title of the song as their album. And that's okay. But you'll find, you guys don't ever see this, but on the back end, you might get a song, or you might hear a song that'll say track one. You don't know the title of that song to save your life. There again, another peeve. If you can remember, back in the 1950s and 60s, a lot of music was played on, quote unquote, the radio. It was not the internet at that time. They did what was called payola. Payola got a lot of people thrown in jail. It is like bribery. It is bribery. If I want my song at the beginning of every hour, I would go to the DJ or the radio station owner and give them a couple of bucks, $150, $300. Put my song on more than anybody else's. That's payola. You're paying somebody to do a job. No. This is some of the insights into the community that you have stepped into. Now, you may not ever hear or see this again, but I want you to be aware of these things happening. And it can happen. It happens in other forms of music, but it's not so far out in the front. Now, as I said, the whole story behind this episode, we're not going to call it Get Loose. We're going to call it Country Music. That's better. So you see the episode now. It will upload and you'll see it as Country Music. Or Getting Loose with Country Music. Either way, it's a discussion of DJs playing country music. You're a DJ because you DJ your own music. You set your own playlist. But I want you guys to go out and listen to some of this music. I want you to go out and listen to Toot Toot by Gene Knight and Denise LaSalle. And go out and listen to Nelly Travis. Go out and listen to her. Go out and listen to Carl Marshall and Gita Jones and Tasha Mack and Stan Mosley and Jesse James and Cicely Wilborn and the Queen, Miss Jody. Like I said, go listen to it. Please go listen to it. Go listen to Cuddy Boy P's This Is Texas. And go listen to the brand new single from King George saying it's over. Because it is. It sounds country. It really, really does. It sounds country. Thank you so much for listening, family. This has been Country Music Getting Loose. I want you to join me on the next episode. We're going to talk more about Southern Soul, Blues, and R&B. You can hear me on most of your streaming platforms, Apple, Spotify, iHeartMusic. So please tell your friends, tell your family, tell your loved ones. Hell, tell the dog if you want to tell him that you have been listening to the Mr. Southern Soul radio show with your host and your boy, DJ Smooth D. I want to thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much for listening. I want you guys to get out there and enjoy some of this Southern Soul as I have done for over 20 years. There again, it's been a wonderful journey. I just want to share it with you, share you some of the things that are ever so important. Things like the Blues Show, things like the Hole in the Wall and the Juke Joint and the Shine, as we say, that liquor, that lean, the cowboy hat, the cowboy boots, the ATV, the horse, and of course what we call the cow pasta. I want to just share this with you. I want people to hear more and more about this music we call Southern Soul and Blues. I really, really do. Simply because of the fact I know this is not an art that a lot of people listen to. It's something that has to, it's an acquired taste. If you like soul music, you'll like Southern Soul. If you like blues, you'll like Southern Soul. If you like the gritty, I call it gritty R&B, Anthony Hamilton, Al Green, William Bell, you'll like Southern Soul. I always encourage people to start with the early stuff. There again, start with that early stuff. Marvin Cease, Mel Waiters, Tyrone Davis, Ollie Nightingale, Dr. Feelgood Potts, Sheba Potts, Sir Charles Jones, Chuck Strong, O.V. Wright, O.B. Buchanan, Kenny Wayne, Wilson Meadows, all of these folks, start with them, then come to the front. Then you can listen to people like Jaywan and Lacey and Omar Cunningham and PC, the PC Band, the Jay Wright Group, all of these artists. The music is so, the list is so long that you can't even attempt to understand how much music is there. But anyway, again, I appreciate you listening. I appreciate you enjoying the music. Also, go ahead and follow me over on YouTube. YouTube also has the, we're going to do a little bit of a twist over there. I'm working on some behind the scenes things for YouTube. So, excuse me. So join me. Please join me. Thank you so much for listening. Well, as I always say before I close, I never ever say goodbye. I always say, see you later. You guys have a great, 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 great day. Take care of yourselves. And again, this has been the Mr. Southern Soul Radio Show with your host, DJ Smooth D. Thank you so much for listening.